Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Let's play a game. Pick a city you want to visit. Now, go to besthotelrates.com. Boom! You win! It's that easy. When you're looking for the best prices on hotels all across America, start at besthotelrates.com.
Listening to The Break on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, it's time to head out to the Progressive Insurance Hotline, brought to you by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Joining us now, he covers the Lakers for SB Nation, Harrison Fagan. Follow him on Twitter at HM Fagan. Harrison, thanks for taking some time today, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I got nothing but time until Kawhi actually decides to announce. So I'm happy to do it.
All right, so where do we stand right now? The Lakers had their meeting with Kawhi Leonard. The Clippers had their meeting. He's going to meet with the Raptors. Is that kind of where we're at in the Kawhi Leonard sweepstakes, if you will?
So I don't really know that anyone knows for sure if he's met with the Raptors yet. I've seen like mixed reporting on that, but it seems that the Lakers and Clippers have had their meeting. That's my best understanding. Whether he's meeting with the Raptors like right now or later today, or he met with them yesterday, I'm not 100% sure, but I do know that they're next in the order.
Okay, Harrison. So we know years ago, like Kobe Bryant's pitch to Dwight Howard to stay did not go well. He was telling him he could teach him how to win and all this. What do you think the pitch was from LeBron James to Kawhi Leonard on why he should team up with him?
Yeah, I mean, as funny as it is, the picture of LeBron doing his best Kobe impression and walking into the meeting and, like, you know, just gym shorts and a T-shirt and screaming at, you know, Kawhi that he needs to teach him how to win after Kawhi just won Finals MVP. I very much doubt that that was the message that LeBron was delivering. I think it sounds like LeBron kind of basically, or someone close to him basically leaked his pitch to Sam Amick of The Athletic. And it sounds like it was basically just, you know, LeBron knows that he has 2 years left or 3 years, 2 to 3 years left with the Lakers. He knows his career is starting to wind down. Obviously, he's not done yet, but he's more than happy to kind of see the spotlight, feed, you know, like some of the playmaking responsibilities, see the ball, and like basically let Kawhi Leonard play whatever role he wants and just try to help him and the team succeed as much as they can, which is, you know, like that's kind of quintessential. Somewhat what LeBron has been throughout his career. He's always been a more deferential star, even if, you know, obviously we saw in Cleveland, like he clashed with Kyrie a little bit because both of them felt like they should have the largest role in the offense. It seems like LeBron realizes that to get Kawhi, he needs to take a step back from that. Now, you know, it's one thing to say that in July, and then it's another thing to actually do it in December, you know, whenever the Lakers hit their first losing swing or whatever it is. You know, these teams always go through ups and downs. So whenever they hit their first down, you know, does he revert to what has allowed him to have success for his entire life? I don't know. But for right now, it sounds like he's willing to pitch Kawhi on deferring to him. And, you know, like the one thing I wrote about this, but the one thing, if I could extend that pitch, or if I was, you know, if LeBron asked me, like, how would you potentially extend this pitch out, I would say that, like, the other thing that the Lakers have to offer, everybody talks about the bigger spotlight of the LA media on the Lakers and the larger fan base and whatever, and how Kawhi may not want that. My counterpoint to that is that, you know, we've already seen with the Raptors, with the Clippers, whatever, he's the best player in the league now. He's going to get plenty of attention wherever he goes. Nowhere else is he going to be able to share the star duties, you know, the meeting with the media? Like, he's not going to have to meet with the media every single day with the Lakers. There's LeBron and Anthony Davis to take a little bit of that spotlight. He won't have to come and talk necessarily after every practice. He'll probably have to talk after every game, but he won't have to talk at every shoot around. You know, there's little things like that that I think that the Lakers can offer that, you know, another team like the Raptors or Clippers can't necessarily offer, because Kawhi would be the biggest, you know, gravity at the center of their franchise.
We're chatting with Harrison Fagan. He covers the Lakers for SB Nation. Follow him on Twitter at HM Fagan. All right. So Anthony Davis, he does all he can for the past 6 months or so to get his way to the Lakers. And now it seems like if they get Kawhi Leonard, obviously he'd become the third piece of the puzzle, if you will. Do you think there is any sense from Anthony Davis that it's like, hold on, I thought I was coming here to be LeBron's number two, and then I was going to be given the keys to the organization. You think there's any of that with Anthony Davis at all?
I kind of doubt that, just for the fact that, like, I would be wondering the same thing, especially when there were reports that he didn't want to waive his trade kicker, all that stuff. Like, I would totally, I think that would be a fair question to ask. The fact that he waived it, or has agreed to waive it when the trade actually goes down on July 6th, makes me think, number one, you know, conspiracy brain is like, I don't think he would waive that if he didn't think somebody else was on the way.
Right.
And so, like, him wait, but at the very least, him waiving that signifies that he was more than happy to give the Lakers the max cap room to go after someone like Kawhi Leonard. And he's even talked about since then that the reason he waived it is because he wants to get, has to have the best chance to win. Now, if Anthony Davis thinks like anyone else who watches basketball, the best chance to win is probably the Lakers adding Kawhi Leonard. And so I don't know. I mean, again, it's one of those things where in July, yeah, that sounds great. But like in December, February, like if he's getting the blame when the team is struggling and people are like, well, Anthony Davis is only averaging 15 points a game. Isn't he supposed to be a superstar? You know, he'll probably get some of that and maybe that will change. But I think right now it sounds like he does want to add Kawhi Leonard and is maybe okay with that.
All right, Harrison, so now that obviously we know that the plan A is Kawhi Leonard and they only have four guys under contract, or five guys, I guess, technically, because they signed Troy Daniels as well, along with Jared Dudley under contract right now. If they don't land Kawhi Leonard, who will get the blame? Will it be Rob Pelinka? Will it be LeBron James? Or will Lakers fans let him off the hook?
You know, it's tough to say. I don't really know who Lakers fans are going to blame and who the majority. I think it's honestly going to be a kind of a Rorschach test for what you believe about the Lakers. Like the people that were really, really quick to believe that Rob Pelinka didn't understand the salary cap and all that stuff, that wanted to blame him, I think are going to be really quick to blame Pelinka, especially with these reports that, like, Kawhi wasn't really sure he necessarily needed Rob at his meeting or whatever. Like, that's the GM of the team. And so I think some people will probably blame Rob. I think some people will probably blame, like, the media, and because there's been a big outcrying of that on Lakers Twitter and stuff like that. I think some people will probably blame Jeannie, the people that are ready to criticize her and ready to jump on her. And I think, you know, I'm sure that some people will criticize LeBron because LeBron's been criticized for things his entire career. On this one, I'm really not so, like, I would not personally assign very much blame to LeBron based on the information that we have right now. So I honestly think the blame's going to go across the board. But at the same time, landing Kawhi Leonard obviously is the best outcome for this offseason now, but we have to grade on a curve. Like, they got the Anthony Davis trade done. This team can only be, like, this team already has a pretty high floor for next season. Kawhi obviously raises the ceiling massively and raises the floor. But the team is already going to be pretty good with Anthony Davis and LeBron James already. And they're going to be able to add role players with this cap space if Kawhi ultimately decides to go back to Toronto or to the Clippers or whatever.
We're chatting with Harrison Fagan. He covers the Lakers for SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at HMFagan. All right, so as I was mentioning, they have Jared Dudley and Troy Daniels on minimum contracts. We know if they don't get Kawhi, they have LeBron, they have Anthony Davis, and they have Kyle Kuzma, nice young player. So if they don't get Kawhi, what do they do after that, Harrison? What are the moves that they can still make? Is it going after a Marcus Morris, who's a Rich Paul client, if you will? What do they do now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Morris twins have been speculated about a lot because of the clutch connection you mentioned. I think Danny Green is a name to keep an eye on, because if Kawhi doesn't go back to Toronto, I'm not a cap expert, so forgive me if I'm wrong on this, but I don't think that the Clippers can afford Danny Green, and the Lakers would have a significant amount of money to pay Danny Green that would be opened up by Kawhi not coming. So I feel like Danny Green has kind of stayed above the fray on all of this and is waiting to see what Kawhi does and where his next best opportunity is. So I think Danny Green would be a name to keep an eye on. And then, you know, I think there are some other names that have been connected to the Lakers and that I'm misremembering right now. But it's not going to be anyone that's going to blow anyone away. But I think that there are still guys on the market that they'll be able to get significantly cheaper than similar levels of talent we're getting on day one of free agency, that are kind of just waiting to see, are the Lakers going to have cap space to pay up? I also think that, like, KCP is probably a guy that you can expect them to take a hard look at bringing back, because they have his bird rights and the clutch connection. And then I have been operating under the assumption that Rondo will be back since they traded for Anthony Davis.
All right, Harrison. So we know that Frank Vogel is the Lakers, like, what, like ninth choice to be their head coach. So how long until he like how long until he's in the hot seat?
I think that depends a lot on how the team plays and a lot on how his relationship with LeBron and, like, you know, is there like a shoulder bump gate like there was at the start in Miami and or, you know, LeBron openly kind of subtweeting David Blatt for his entire first season in Cleveland. You know, like, how does I think it's going to we're going to have to keep an eye on how that dynamic goes. And the other thing is, you know, as everyone has pointed out, is Jason Kidd have a history of power grabs. And even though the Lakers have not deigned to announce that they have hired Jason Kidd, Frank Vogel confirmed that at his intro presser. You know, that's been widely reported that Jason Kidd will be the highest paid assistant in the NBA. There's a lot of reporting on how much the Lakers wanted him, but there was, you know, some like talk that they felt they couldn't justify him as a head coach because of his, you know, kind of checkered history. And so, but then they put him on the bench and they obviously really want this guy and it's basically a front office hire. So you look at that, you look at the fact that he's friends with LeBron. It's going to be a situation where if they struggle, we're going to get a lot of speculation and digging on whether or not Jason Kidd is looking to jump into that seat. But obviously if they sign Kawhi Leonard and, you know, they, like, I think it's hard for me to imagine them moving on from Vogel because I think that team's going to be basically unstoppable.
Harrison, before I let you go, I got about 60 seconds left to work with. Was there bad blood with LeBron and the Lakers organization with how things went down with the Ty Lue botched hiring, if you will?
You know, I'm not, like, I don't talk to LeBron that, you know, outside of post-game stuff, so I don't know. The human part of me is like, how could there not be a little bit? Because, you know, obviously that's his guy, and that's a guy that he has a lot of respect for. But at the same time, the fact that he's working so hard to recruit Kawhi here and clearly like trying to make the best of this, like, makes me think, you know, the blood can't be that bad, even if the response to it is LeBron saying, okay, I got to get all this stuff done myself.
All right. So Harrison, you got your choice. Do they get him or not?
I am like 70 to 80% sure that they are getting him.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah. Imagine that. I mean, the NBA is over. If they hit Kawhi, I mean, the next two titles are going to be the Lakers restoring order in the league. That's Harrison Fagan, covers the Lakers for SB Nation. You can follow him on Twitter at HM Fagan. Harrison, thank you so much for taking some time today, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Anytime.
All right, so 70 to 80% sure that the Lakers are going to land Kawhi Leonard. All right, there's super teams, and then there's what is about to happen with the Lakers if they get Kawhi Leonard. By the way, Harrison joined us on the Progressive Insurance Hotline. Quote, buy, and save on home insurance with Progressive's new Home Quote Explorer, only at Progressive.com. All right, we'll be right back. When we come back, one more note about the Los Angeles Lakers that has me interested. You're listening to Brian Barrett on SB Nation Radio.
The Break.
I'm not the biggest James Harden fan, but I can acknowledge James Harden's individual greatness. The load that he had to shoulder this year was incredible. He had to carry more of a load maybe than anybody else in the league. Giannis has got